Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren's back with all the sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Karen. And we'll begin with the news coming from Mayo that Kevin McStay has stepped back from his role as county football manager for the time being due to health issues. Stephen Rochard is going to take charge of the footballers for the foreseeable future. So this is Kevin's third season in charge. Lost their opening game of the All-Ireland Series to Cavan, and they were hoping to get their campaign back on track against Tyrone. So he intends to return to the role when he has recovered fully, and we do wish him all the best in that recovery from every here on Morning Ireland and the RTÉ Sports Department. The Mayo County Board has also released a statement following a meeting last night with the GAA President Jarlett Burns and Director General Tom Ryan. So the county's finances and allegations of a campaign of abusive emails to board members were discussed. So the board has denied claims of financial mismanagement. They're also claiming that some of their members have been subject to an ongoing campaign of harassment and intimidation. The issue has been reported to the Gardaí and they're also getting legal advice. In rugby, Leinster centre Robbie Henshaw has been ruled out for the remainder of the season with a knee injury. Prop Tadhg Furlong is also going to miss this weekend's URC quarterfinal against Scarlets at the Aviva Stadium. That game is live at 3 o'clock on RTÉ Television and RTÉ Radio 1. Leinster won't need any reminding that they missed out on the Champions Cup final at the weekend, but that did mean an opportunity to visit the zoo for James Lowe, who's been speaking with Michael Corcoran.
I was at the zoo on Saturday morning. No one told me the thing was that bloody big either. So I was wandering around there with one child in a pram and then the other one face planting every time he got a chance to. So Sunday I had a very busy day. I have to do all my son's baking for his week, make sure he's got all of his lunches prepped. But just looking after the body and making sure I'm all good for this weekend.
When you look at the game this weekend and indeed what could happen after that, is there a sense of unfinished business from a Leinster point of view? Does that add to the pressure or does that give you a renewed kind of shot in the arm ahead of the game against Scarlets?
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of fuel in the fire coming up short so often. You know, our fans definitely deserve better from us when you look across our team. You know, boys have won trophies with Ireland together and it probably hasn't transferred into Leinster, which is seriously disappointing from a club perspective and from our own perspective. Not that we necessarily talk about that, but I mean, it's the reality. So you create great memories winning trophies together and it would be awesome to be able to do that, especially for boys who, you know, are retiring and leaving at the end of the season, boys who have given blood, sweat and tears for years, who have grown up just down the road, who watched games in Donnybrook once upon a time. Those boys are the ones that deserve it more than us. And if they get to play or they don't get to play, they share in the pain and the success of the club. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, big week for them. Also a big week for the Irish women's soccer team. They continue their preparations for their Nations League games. 7 days ahead, this is going to learn their fate in terms of whether they can get past this Nations B League. The Irish team away to Turkey on Friday and then play Slovenia at Super Value Porky Cueve next Tuesday. So 3 points off the leader Slovenia, 2 games to go. Now the American-born Erin Healy is new to the group. She's hoping she can bring some of her success she's had in the A-League in Australia to these shores. Erin is an attacker, 24 years of age, qualifies through her Clonus-born grandfather Hugh Maguire. She's been speaking about what the call-up means to her.
Yeah, it was, I guess, an unreal experience. It's something I've been working hard for and something I'm super grateful for, and it's super exciting to be here. Yeah, I think I just want to get my foot in the door and get comfortable. I've already been welcomed from the girls and from the coaching staff, and it's a great group of people. And so I think I feel comfortable and I'm ready to put my best foot forward and hopefully get some playing time, but you never know, whatever is needed of me. Every emotion, I think it was just a moment of like excitement, just surrealness. I think it's now I can just kind of play through my grandfather and kind of make him proud.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. More action at Ballinrobe today. The Mayo National took place last night. And this evening, the venue will welcome back a local favourite in Tomás O'Malley, a horse named after the great local footballer Tommy O'Malley. His friend and trainer Mike Flannery bred and trains this horse to a famous win at the local track last month. It came after 9 previous attempts. As you can imagine, wild celebrations. Mike runs the horse again this evening, hoping to repeat the trick. Dave Kinnett visited the horse and trainer ahead of it.
You're the king of Ballinrobe, aren't you? But he's an old pet. He's nearly an old pet now here at this stage.
Could I ask you, just to put into words on that night when the horse won and how much that meant to you on the night?
How much of that was my All-Ireland, really? Trying to put that together like I've been trying to do it for the last 2 or 3 years. Couldn't believe it when he won. And I think everybody around Ballinrobe and the area who would have known Tommy O'Malley as a footballer realised the same. It was great. And the crowd was in it that night. Sure, it's like he won the Gold Cup, like the reception he got.
He's all set for Tuesday.
He's all set. Get there is the other thing. So you need an awful lot of things to fall in place for it to come off.
Yeah, hang on to your hats tonight. That's all your sport for now.
Darren, thank you very much.